Good morning. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. Eastern Time advisory on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay has maintained its organization and intensity and is currently centered very near Cape Canaveral on the central Atlantic coast of Florida. It's hardly moving at all. It's only been moving 3 to 5 miles an hour. On this track, it may make a little jog over the water before coming back to the west across Florida, generally moving along Interstate 10 if it follows that track. Now, one of our big concerns is that the storm may come a little farther to the south and west and be out in the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow. Time will tell if we actually get to that point. As far as watches and warnings that are in effect right now, we have a tropical storm warning from Fort Pierce northward to Altamaha Sound on the Georgia coast and the east coast of Florida. And the watch continues to the north of there to Savannah, just in case the storm moves a little farther north. The biggest threat from this is going to be very heavy rains. Here in the Melbourne area, overnight, we had 21 inches of rain. Today, 6 to 12 inches of rain are possible in the northern half of Florida, in the southern Georgia, with isolated amounts to 20 inches also expected due to the very slow motion of Fay. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.